scripture, Matthew 28:16. Now the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain to which Jesus had designated them. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubted. And Jesus came and said to them, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and teach them and to obey everything that I have commanded you. And remember, I am with you always, to the end of the ages." May God add a blessing to the reading of this Holy Scripture.
Amen. There is a time for everything on earth. There is a time for everything. There is a time to cry. There is a time to laugh. There is a time to hold on. There is a time to let go. There is a time to love. There is a time to hate. There is a time to be happy. There is a time to be unhappy. Whatever was is, whatever will be is, that is how it always is with God. In God's right time, the Holy Spirit was given to the church to implement the promises and to empower the church to fulfill the purpose of God in this mission to the world. Before we examine this, let us open our hearts and minds before God. Let us examine what God has for us today in the spirit of prayer, in the presence of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray. O God, the Holy Spirit, come to us and among us. Come as the wind and cleanse us. Come as the fire and burn. Come as the dew and refresh. Convict, convert, and consecrate many lives to our great good and to thy greater glory. And this we ask for Jesus Christ's sake. Amen. What a joy to be here today with you. It's a great joy for me and my wife Marcia. We love this church. I want you to know that. You are part of my life since I discovered you. I discovered you by accident because I heard so much of you before and I never really cared to come by. I thought it was distant. I was an associate pastor for 14 years at First United Methodist Church in Mission Valley. And I was well situated, very busy over there. And since I retired, I came to see this church and I fell in love. Your spirit is wonderful. Your celebration, your spirit of fellowship, your joyfulness, your dedication to the Lord, and what you're doing in this community is amazing. I love what you're doing. You are feeding the hungry. You're taking care of those who are homeless. You care for those who are sick. You care for those who need help. You have a spirit that is open to those needs. You have a great pastor. A pastor who cares, who is warm, who is a great preacher. She's a marvelous, competent pastor. I love her very much for that ministry. And I pray for her. So Marcia and I, we have a commitment to this church directly. And on our own heart, we come here every Sunday if we could, because we live so far away. And my health has not been so good lately. As you will see, that I depend on helps to walk around. I'm not doing so great, but the Lord is great. He allowed me to be here today, and He's going to heal. He's going to complete His work in my life. I need your prayers. I know that He is doing His work already. My doctor said that he wants to see me again after 2 years of severe healing process. So I'm going to be well. And I will be able to call, to walk again. I will be able to run again, I hope. Perhaps to climb a little bit to Yosemite, as I used to do every year, half dawn. And I used to run in the Bay Area every Monday morning with my colleagues. This past week has been a very serious week, very, very, very hard on me, very, very, very hurtful, very serious one, the painful one for all of us. Four of us colleagues here to be very together, very close to one another, and one of us died suddenly in 1 second. Came from work and he stood before his wife, said, call for help. I don't feel good. In the second minute, he was dead. He had a collapse and he had a problem in his brain. He said, that's how life is. We never know what comes ahead of us. We need to be prepared. We need to be ready. So I have to be spending most of the time last week in the hospital, visiting, talking to the family. And then I found myself in the cemetery doing his funeral service. It's been a very, very stressful week for all of us. So the lectionary calls upon us to focus our attention to the Trinity Sunday, which is today Father's Day. It is Jesus speaking to his disciples about the nature of God in a very eloquent manner. God is speaking to us through Jesus, saying, I am going to be with you all the time, always, every day, in every moment, in every circumstance. You are not alone. You are not crossing the valley by yourself, because I am with you. But I want you to go and preach the gospel. I want you to go and take this commission everywhere, to everybody, to every nation. And I want you to go and to baptize the people that you come to in contact with. I want to baptize, I want you to teach the gospel, I want you to preach, because that is your new commission, that is your mandate. God, in a very eloquent manner, is speaking to us today. A God who created the universe jointly as Elohim, not as Yahweh, but as the one who is acting in conjunction with his only Son, in cooperation with the Holy Spirit, is the work of the Trinity, where is the work of the Paracleto, the one who is in cooperation with the others. In the present context, we have creation, transformation, and sanctification. And if you look at this doctrine of the Trinity of Jesus Christ, of God, you see God working together from the very beginning, from the Genesis to Apocalypse, from the Genesis to Revelation. Always God is working together in collaboration with the Spirit of God and with His only Son. And that is the purpose of God for you and me, to make us holy, to make us jointly, to make us a community of those who believe in His promise, and be able to live a life of glorification to God. The salvation history begins with the Genesis story of sin. Bultmann talks about that reincarnation of Jesus Christ as the incarnation of Jesus Christ as part of God's revelation to all of us in a very palpable, a very real way. The salvation history begins with that of Genesis and becomes very palpable in the way of salvation in John 1st. The sacrificial Lamb of God to expiate our sins upon the altar. The Word becoming flesh and inhabiting among us so that His glory could be manifested to us and we could have eternal life being made available, and that being culminated with the Kingdom of God, His eternal dominion over the universe. Thus our text speaks rather eloquently of the three tasks of the Church in the world. The first task that we have to carry on is the priestly task. the blessing, the need, those who need to have a blessing from us by baptizing those in need, and says in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Baptism for us is the seal of our faith, is an expression, external expression of that which we have experienced internally into our soul. The second task is the pedagogical task of the Church, from which comes the old Reformation cliché, Ecclesia Semper Reformanda. That is the text that used by Luther when he initiated the work of Reformation, teaching ministry. Luther believed so much on that every church, every sanctuary that was erected, that was followed by a school. Every Lutheran church has a school besides, because besides transformation of the soul, there is a transformation of the mind. There is an educational institution for those who need their education. The third task is the service, the diaconia. Diaconia, ministry of the service, task of the Church. It is our responsibility to serve and to care for one another. This Church that is coming from different countries, people who are engaged in serving, building up, distributing medical products to those who are sick, building the homes for those who are homeless, feeding the hungry, clothing the nude, those who are in need of clothing, trying to build the bridge of those who are separated, reconciling people with one another, finishing with the segregation, racial segregation, trying to socialize in people with one another, mixing and making us understand that we are all children of God. There is no separation between races, never cultures, but we are all made by God. And God wants us to be together as a family of His. It is our responsibility to serve and to care for these people, for one another. We need to teach the word and to pass it on to the generations so that our people can be prepared. We need to be ready. We, as the Church of Christ, need to fill up our lamps with the oil of the Spirit and be ready for the coming of the promised bridegroom, who will come again for his bride at that time, to no one knows but the Father. We will be at service to others. If the Church is not at service to the community where it exists, cannot be relevant to no one, because that is not the mandate. The mandate is to serve, is to do something, diaconia. This is the season of the Holy Spirit. This is a time to prepare ourselves. It is a time to teach. It is a prophetic time to proclaim the good news of justice, salvation, peace, reconciliation, and not violence. This is a time in which we are called to do God's will, to enable to salvation to all of us, to mankind, here and everywhere. It's a time of peace, righteousness. I'd like for you to have an assignment today. I'm going to give you an assignment to take home. And next Sunday, I hope that you can be ready to bring back the assignment. Please write this down in your bulletin this morning. The number one assignment is that I want you to write down, when have you heard the voice of God calling you to do His work? What kind of work do you want to do, to be done, you've been called to do? What kind of work have you been called to do in the name of God? Where have you been called to do that work in the name of God? What, when, and where? I want you to pay attention to that. Each one of us has that call. And some of you are resisting that call. Some of you are ignoring that call by purpose. Some of you are resisting and saying, well, I will do it later on. I'll do when I finish college. I will do when I finish seminary. I will do when I graduate from graduate school. I need to go to medical school first. I need to pass the bar first. I need to go to MBA school. I need to get my degree first. I need to get paid my debt at school because I graduate in doubt, in debt with my school. Then I will serve God. And the Lord says, I want you to serve now. Right now. So write down those answers and bring back to church next Sunday. God bless you. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come to your presence today. We come to your presence today with a humble heart, with a hungry soul, recognizing that we are servants of thine, that we need to be a diaconal church, recognizing that we need to be a prophetic voice in the desert, in the darkness of this world, recognizing that we need to be reconcilers, recognizing that we need to be humble, to be ourselves, and to open our hearts to you, O God, and to listen to that voice, soft voice that speaks to us, convocating, calling, saying, whom shall I send? Help us to respond like Isaiah said, here I am, O Lord, send thou me, for I am a sinner, so I want to be consecrated to do thy work. You have sent thy servants, O God, in the past. You used Albert Schweitzer. You used thy servants in the past in the missionary field. You can send us to do thy work. Thanks for this church, for the ministry of April, for the ministry of each lay person here, for the music, for the choir, for the organists, for the people who have special gifts, for the leadership, the lay leaders. And we pray for each one of them. Bless us all. Use us all for thy glory. Forgive our sins. Have mercy on us. But accept us as we are. Amen.